Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Aside from what seems to be an older listener, Seth, on the text page, who still has Farrah Fawcett on his man cave wall, we asked the audience before, do you still put posters up on the wall?
We're asking the teenagers.
Yeah, teenagers.
Still put posters up on the wall.
Yeah. So aside from somebody who I'm assuming is maybe in an older demographic who's got a Farrah Fawcett poster up, the responses back have been fatheads are a big thing.
You know, they still are? Okay.
Yeah, my kid still has a massive George Springer fathead on his wall, no posters. And it says, this is from an actual younger listener right here, this one. No, we don't do posters anymore. We just make the players our wallpaper on our phones or our banner on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I guess your walls in your bedroom are just
you can display nothing. It to the world.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I could go back in time and be a teenager these days. You know?
How do you think you'd do? A lot of phone, man. A lot of stuff done with the phone.
Yeah, but not with actual conversations or anything.
Yeah.
I think I'd be happy. I'd be happier, but I'd probably be more reclusive. Actually, no, it'd be bad for me. Because I tend towards I'm not necessarily an extrovert.
Yeah.
People might be surprised to know that. I've had to learn social skills over the years. And that's, I probably would, with no incentive to do so in high school. And then but I'd be playing sport. Like, sports saved me in that regard. Like, I had to learn how to not to be a complete weirdo. But I might not have played sports. I might have just been so interested in all the various things I could learn online or get trouble I could get into. Yeah.
At the Astros game last night, Amy and I went to that bar in center field before the game, like the one right next to where Space City does the pregame show.
Yeah.
And the bartender was a listener. His name's Sherman. Shout out to Sherman. And then there was a listener standing there at the bar right next to us named Ian. And so we got into conversation. And Ian asked me, is Seth as wild as he seems on the air sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you what I told him, and you tell me if I gave him the right answer. I said, Seth is 100% authentic on the air. You know, the emotion is real. Anything he has major emotion about is real. But he's not 24 hours wild. Like, you're very much a homebody, and you're in bed early, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah.
I think it's me without restrictor plates when I'm on air.
Right.
And it's me, like, in conversation. If I get into conversations with people and everything, I'm a lot more reserved. I'm a listener, Sean.
Yeah.
When I like talk to people, I very much like to listen. I don't like to give speeches.
And
I can't, if I feel like I've been talking for more than 30 seconds in a conversation in real life, I feel like I'm doing too much.
I think sometimes people conflate, like, you have a big personality, and sometimes people assume that means like you're out and about and around and up late and carousing and things like that sometimes. And you've said before, that's off the air, that's not you, really.
I like having a good time. Okay, you know what I am, Sean? Yeah. I have a really hard time doing things at a medium pace.
Yeah.
So whatever I do, and if I go out, especially if I am drinking, like I have a good time.
Yes.
But I gotta parse the energy expenditures out throughout the day. So there's only so many things I can do, like, without kind of getting worn out.
Right. You're not antisocial. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, a good time at a party. Yeah, invite me to your party, for sure. It's just a really good chance I'm not going.
Yeah. Okay? That's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm saying. That doesn't make you antisocial. It actually makes you self-aware. Like, I can only do so much, you know?
Don't I have to tell myself, or sometimes after I get off, I get off a shit. This is a fake job, which is not real work, and yet I'm exhausted at the end of it. And sometimes, like even as I'm speaking right now, I'm like, Seth, do you really have to have this much energy when you're talking about it?
Yes, you actually do.
Okay, so this is where it comes back to with C.J. Stroud earlier saying, you know, talking about how hard he worked in the offseason. Yeah. But it sounds like that might have led to the shoulder tightness because he said there's a risk-reward in that. Like, that was me with workouts. Like, I would go too hard, and I would either get injured or get burnt out. So, like, you got to learn, as a quarterback, especially in your workouts, you got to learn some level of moderation.
Yep.
And really, really, as a quarterback, there can be no risk-reward with your weight room workouts. It's got to be as gentle as possible over the long term. You're not trying to turn yourself into an Instagram model in one offseason.
Yep, for sure. Nick Caserio, by the way, going to join us 7:15. Tomorrow on the show, so looking forward to talking to Nick about the off season so far and the upcoming season with the Texans GM. All right, speaking of the Texans GM, it was about this time a year ago, maybe 14 months ago, he made the big trade for Stephon Diggs. Diggs, I would say here, Seth, model citizen as a Houston Texan. There were no real, if I were to go back and Google, there was no point where Diggs, even in games where he was only getting one or two catches, very few targets, he was. You know, Diggs was
a model citizen. He's everything that you would want for in a veteran team.
Absolutely, absolutely. Until he tore his ACL, and then that was it. Has not gone similarly in New England so far. Mike Vrabel has had to answer many Stephon Diggs questions, most of them without Diggs even in the building. In fact, him not being in the building was the genesis for a lot of those questions.
And we've got that the report from Scott Zolak, the color commentator and former Patriots quarterback who also does radio in Boston, saying that there are questions about whether he's all in in the building.
Or he might not even be on the team week one.
Like they
might
that there is a there is an avenue where they could cut him without having to give him all his guaranteed money if he doesn't pass the final physical.
That's right. So but the big story with Diggs lately has been there's a video that surfaced of him on a boat party with what looked to be, you know, three models of some sort kind of hovering over him, fawning over him. And towards the end of the video, is about 30 seconds long, he handed one of them what looked to be a little bag that had some sort of pink substance in it. So Diggs makes his first appearance at mandatory minicamp yesterday, and the media asks him, how's it going here so far? You talked to Vrabel? What's been the conversation about what was seen out there on the internet?
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where I talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions, you know what I'm saying? And I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so, you know, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
Okay, it was all internal. So that's the first answer. That's the first answer to the question about it. For a media, especially a media like the Boston media, that's not enough. You know,
they're
follow-up questions.
They're going to ask questions. The one thing that struck me is he was talking about his personal life. It's like, all right, some of this, though, too, it's like, I don't know if Stephon Diggs understands or realizes the world in which he lives, in which if somebody's filming you and it goes out to millions of people, then all of a sudden your personal business is everybody's business.
Correct.
That's the social media world we live in.
Which is why it begs a series of follow-up questions, including what was in the bag, the pink powder. So this is, keep in mind, that was Diggs' answer. You know, we're going to keep it internal, had the conversations. That's my personal life. I'm not going to talk about it with strangers, blah, blah, blah. Here come the questions after that, beginning with, hey, so what was in the bag?
What was in the bag?
Obviously, it's a conversation, you know, that's happening internal. You know what I'm saying? I can't have too much of a conversation about it. But I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm obviously answer it the same way.
Did you know it was being recorded?
Once again, you can format the question many different ways. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for 10 years. The conversation that I had with Raves and the people in the building, obviously, is going to be handled internal. You know what I'm saying? In-house thing. So.
Do you regret it happened?
So you asked me again. I would hate to repeat myself again.
Obviously, we saw you afterwards here. So what? You know, even though you've been in the league for 10 years, we all learn things every single day. What did you learn from it? And how do you move forward with it as a New England Patriot?
Obviously, I don't want to be rude, but I would hate to repeat myself for the fourth time. But you want me to repeat myself again and say the same thing again? I mean, I'm trying to be as polite as possible.
I'm just trying to
be the best teammate I can be.
Thank you. Seth and I are like Family Feud there. First one to hit the button to say
I know. I was after two. After the second time, I was like, Sean.
The tease was he reminded me of a former Texans legend. The answer, Arian Foster. Yes.
The best answer when they were asked, were you aware you were being filmed as you were passing that baggie with the pink stuff in it?
Yeah.
The best would have been to be like, I gotta be honest, I don't know. I was on a lot of that pink stuff.
Oops.
Oh. So
I mean, I'm keeping it internal, and I've been doing this for 10 years. Yeah.
Is it unfair to assume that the fact that he didn't just come right out and say, oh, like, yeah, don't worry, whatever was in the pink bag, he wasn't anything serious, that, okay, is it safe to assume that it was not just a harmless, innocuous?
It was not Fun Dip. You remember we talked about Fun Dip,
right?
It wasn't. He didn't have a sugar stick in one hand and then the pink bag in the other, and he licks the sugar and sticks it in there to eat the strawberry flavored sugar. No.
I was watching that video the first time before I even realized there was that, because I saw it without reading the captions and everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't see. I just knew that there was some kind of hubbub about Stephon Diggs. And you see those girls around him, and I assumed it was something because of Cardi B being jealous or something. I have no idea. I had no idea when I was watching it. And you just see these three women just, like, so eager to talk to Stephon Diggs, and they're laughing. And it was almost like they were trying to climb up onto a stage at a concert or something.
He was on higher ground from
them. I'm like, man, oh, it must be nice to be just a young, good-looking, single dude on a boat in South Florida,
right.
A professional athlete. And then you see the pink baggie, and then you're like, oh, that's what it's like being a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, you know, hey, were you ever at a party when you're like, you're talking to some girl, and then all of a sudden some kind of like skeezy looking dude comes up?
Yeah.
Just some like little ratty, greasy haired dude comes
up.
She
gone.
And the girl immediately leaves you. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And you realize, oh, they're going into the bathroom and like, some of the stuff that happens in the movies does happen in real life?
Okay.
Holy crap.
He's got Molly. I got it. Okay. I get it. So that was Diggs yesterday with the New England media. So off to a rip-roaring start as a New England Patriot, Stephon Diggs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This was Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel, who I would say is probably on a hot seat this year. I mean, he's won some games in Miami, has not won a playoff game. Tua's concussions and injuries have been an issue. But I would say Mike McDaniel probably needs to get some stuff done in Miami, probably needs to win a playoff game at some point. Remember the happy-go-lucky Mike McDaniel that was always joking and just kind of not taking life all that seriously and whatnot? This was Mike McDaniel getting asked about Jalen Ramsey, getting salty, and then just babbling for a minute about outside noise.
Just confirm Jalen Ramsey not here.
Hmm? Oh, he is not here. We are focused on building the Dolphins today, and anything outside of that would any sort of distractions I'm not focused on.
Are you surprised that it's taken this long to find a resolution with the team?
I don't. Personally, I would lump you into this with me, I don't give a about what I feel. I don't even really go down that road of how do I feel about it. My job is to react and control my controllables and make sure that people are moving in one direction appropriately. And so the business is business. The opportunity that business does provide in the off season is a rep to the team about handling noise. What do I define noise as? Noise is things that don't have to do with what actually you're there to do and you should be focused on doing because you'll be held accountable to do. So business in the off seasons allows you to speak to your team about how the focus of noise is a constant battle that if you're successful, you have to win.
Okay, so Ben Gary
venturing into Easterby territory.
For those
there,
who don't, I don't know what it is.
TED Talks circles and what have you.
Just the babbling combined with his stoner teenage voice inflection. When our producer, when we play a long cut like that, our producer Ben Gary gets in our ear and tells us when there's 10 seconds left, so we can kind of get ready to do our thing. And Ben got a mayor that time and said 10, and I'm like, thank God. Oh my God. What the hell was that? How did Seth, I watch him and never more after listening to a cut have I ever felt like this guy is so unimpressive. He is unimpressive.
This is how Dolphins fans feel right now.
Yeah.
Dolphins fans feel like a girl who met a guy at a party who plays guitar and started... just, you know, like said something interesting about Kierkegaard or something, you know, and you fall for him. You like his hair. He's got a unique style or whatever. And then you fast forward to 3 years later, he still only knows the three same songs on the guitar. And you realize that everything he's saying, like that you thought was deep and philosophical, was just something he saw on Instagram that morning. And he's got all kinds of reasons for why he doesn't have a job. Yeah. You know, like that's just you just don't understand that this is the why. Like, yeah, he is a jobless wannabe hippie who only knows three chords, not even three songs, just three chords. Yeah,
there's just not much there. I'm just wow. And I love the little kind of faux emotion with the curse word in there was pretty good.
I don't give a bleep what I think.
Yeah, watch this.
I do like that. That is a good. I am impressed with coaches and GMs, and I think Casario is really good at this and trying to detach emotion from it.
Yeah.
Like the way you think it should be versus the way things are. It's hard as a GM sometimes to be like, well, look, there's the part of you that says you signed that contract.
Yeah.
I expected you to not want a new contract after 1 year.
That's right.
But there's. The pragmatic part of you has to set that aside and just deal with the situation as it is.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Keep texting in 713-572-46. And a lot of thoughts on Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon we'll get to in the backfield. That's a good segue. We got minicamp standouts from yesterday, including C.J. Stroud. How did C.J. look? He threw. How did he look? And who are some of the players that are maybe coming into this season a little off the radar that made an impression yesterday? I've got two names from yesterday that we will get to, and we'll do that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.